This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization says a dramatic increase in the number of coronavirus cases in China's Hubei province is due to a change in the way suspected cases are diagnosed and reported. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated. So we're not dealing, from what we understand, with a spike in cases of 14,000 on one day.
Ryan notes that surge of cases and deaths inside China is not being reflected in the wider world. Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Defense Secretary, that is, Mark Esper, said Thursday the United States and the Taliban have negotiated a proposal for a 7-day reduction in violence. Speaking at a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Esper said he had had a series of productive meetings with allies about the proposals and the way forward.
We've said all along that the best, if not only, solution in Afghanistan is a political agreement. Progress has been made on this front, and we'll have more to report on that soon, I hope.
On Wednesday, the Taliban had issued an ultimatum to Washington after weeks of talks with the U.S. peace envoy. They demanded a reply to their offer of a 7-day reduction of violence or said they would walk away from the negotiations. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The leader of Italy's right-wing League Party, Matteo Salvini, says he and his former government were all in it together when it came to taking the decision to deny the disembarkation of migrants from a Coast Guard ship last year. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
Matteo Salvini on Thursday defended his position not to allow migrants to disembark from the Coast Guard vessel Gregoretti for 6 days last July, saying it was a shared decision with other members in the government. The far-right leader was speaking one day after the Senate voted to lift his immunity from prosecution that had until now shielded him as a former cabinet minister from being sent to trial. Now magistrates in Sicily will be able to press charges against him for abuse of power and kidnapping. It is not clear when such a trial will begin, but should Salvini be convicted, he could face a sentence of 6 months to 15 years in prison. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Iraq's government has approved a plan for NATO troops to stay in the country and to take over some of the training of Iraqi forces in the fight against the Islamic State group.
The government of Iraq has confirmed to us their desire for continuation of the NATO training, advising and capacity building activities for the Iraqi armed forces.
Stoltenberg's announcement comes weeks after Iraq demanded that foreign forces leave after the United States killed a top Iranian general at Baghdad airport. The move was largely in response to the Trump administration's demands that more European forces become involved in training Iraqis so that U.S. troops in Iraq can be reduced.
The yeas are 55, the nays are 45. The joint resolution, as amended, is passed.
The U.S. Senate backed legislation on Thursday to limit President Donald Trump's ability to wage war against Iran, rebuking the president after that strike against an Iranian military commander and Tehran's retaliation last month raised fears of a broader regional conflict. The measure, authored by Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, says that Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. 8 Republicans joined with Democrats to pass the resolution. Kaine and other supporters said the resolution was not about Trump or even the presidency, but was important for the reassertion of congressional power to declare war. The House of Representatives passed a separate, non-binding war powers resolution last month. It could take up the Senate version later this month, but President Trump has promised to veto it. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.